Go.
Hey, I am Federico from Power Slab, and you see the Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show. And what's the story, guys? Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Marcus Deegan. You already know that. Shooting from the greatest place on earth, Las Vegas, Nevada. I got to brag about this every time because my studio is right next door to the UFC Apex. I could literally throw this can of Coke and it would hit Dana White in the head. Probably not a good idea to do, but I just want to let you guys know how close we are to the UFC Apex. It's a beautiful day here in Las Vegas. And once again, I'm getting the opportunity to talk to some of the most exciting athletes on the planet. Yes, the athletes from Power Slap. You're saying to me, Marcus, you're not interviewing anyone from the UFC anymore? Of course I am. But I want to bring to light the excitement of this new sport that is just blowing up all over the world. Guys, Wednesday nights free on Rumble, you get to watch the Power Slap. Half an hour of intensity, of anxiety, and of slapping fun. Today, we have another one of their fantastic athletes on the program today. If you watched the Power Slap last week, you know exactly who this is. He's all the way from Italy, and if he can't fight, I bet he can cook. Would you please welcome to the podcast, Federico Bendatelli. Jump a line. What's up, brother?
Hey, brother. Thank you. Thank you for grabbing me.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming. Thank you very much for coming on. How is the weather in Italy right now?
Pretty good. It's cold, but it's good.
So you grew up, is your mother Italian as well, Federico?
Yeah, but my family.
So grew up eating the greatest food in the world. I'm sure your mother and your nonna love to cook beautiful Italian food. It's one of my favorites. Is that a place where you're going to live forever, or do you think you'll ever move?
I have a plan. I have a plan to move to the U.S., I think, in the next couple of year. Mm-hmm. But I just like to split my time, a half here in the U.S. and a half in Italy.
Yeah,
that's... I mean, I love my country. So it's,
yeah. It's a beautiful place. So before we get into the Power Slap, I just want to do a little bit of a backup just so all your fans and all the people that are listening and watching this know exactly who you are. You are a man that has fought for freedom and fought for the right of survival. You were in the special forces in Belgium.
Yeah.
Special forces, well, they're a different kind of breed, a different kind of badass. Special forces are the elite. Can you just give me a little bit of a brief background of how long you're in the forces for and what your actual position was?
Yeah, everything started with the French Foreign Legion. I finished my high school study and I moved straight to the army. I joined the French Foreign Legion in the parachute regiment for 5 years. Then I had 1 year in the private sector with some private security company. And then I tried the selection for the special forces in Belgium.
Wow.
And so, I was in the parachute regiment.
You're in the parachute regiment. Wow. So what would have been your job if something had have went down?
I love the adrenaline from my job, and I travel a lot. I saw really a lot of stuff, sometimes great time, sometimes bad time. But you know, that helped me to form my character, you know, my personality and my mindset.
I'm really glad that you said mindset, because that's something that I always touch on. I believe that the mind is everything, even more than the physical. So you obviously have to have a strong mindset to be in the army, and of course in the special forces and the French Foreign Legion. I mean, there's no tougher than that. Do you think that what you just said now, it builds your character? Does any of that fall through into your Power Slap athlete status? Do you take what you've learned as a soldier, and do you implement any of that into your bouts?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, first thing is my mindset. I mean, even if I'm new to something, I just want to try to do my best, and I do my best for win. You know, even if the first time I can lose or can have any kind of problems, I continue to do my best until I realize my goal. So that's the first things that I'm grateful to the army, you know, the mindset to win, to go straight until I reach my goal.
How much does mindset have to do with being a power slap athlete, considering there's no real defense mechanism, there's no real defense techniques apart from obviously the strength of your neck and your jaw, but your mind is what would probably be your biggest weapon of defense? Do you agree with that? And can you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think mindset is 100% important in power slap, because like you said, you can't protect yourself. You can't, like in boxing, sleep. You can't move. So yeah, you need to fuck the mind of your opponent. You know, you need to be sure, trust in yourself, and be aggressive. Be aggressive.
So I mentioned this yesterday when I was talking, or the other day when I was talking to Joker Slap. And basically I said to him that what is the defense of when you're in power slap? How do you defend yourself? And it's what you said. You got to fuck with the mind of your other opponent and make them go in there doubting themselves, which will give you the upper hand. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, for me personally, I just try to be confident, relaxed. Don't show any kind of emotion, fear, and nothing. So just give to the opponent the imagine that you are strong. You know, you have no fear.
How did you decide to join this organization, and what does it mean to you?
Man, I came from a really extensive combat sport background. I came from an MMA. I have done 4 years of MMA professionally. Then I moved to almost 8 years of boxing. And so I'm not new in fighting sport. And 2 years ago, I saw a competition of slap. And I just thinking, wow, it's something good. It's something new. Have a great potential to grow, like an MMA, like UFC when was born, you know?
Yep.
So that was the first motivation, and try to be great in something, you know?
And how did you feel after watching last week's episode and reliving what you went through? Last week's episode, for those of you guys that didn't watch it, let me just see if I can remember it correctly. Frederico, you got the first slap and stood there and ate it. The second one...
No, the first one was from Zane.
Yeah, that's right. Zane hit you first and you stood there and you were fine, right? You got back up and then you went to your slap where you hurt your arm or you hurt your elbow. What was the injury?
I think just because it is a lack of technique, you know, lack of experience.
Yep, okay.
So I just threw the blow and with a straight arm. So the impact just fucked my elbow.
That's really good that you can admit to that, Frederico. That says a lot about you, bro, that you knew that it was lack of technique and inexperience that made you hurt yourself. Now, if you guys did see that, let me tell you the really exciting part about this. The referee said that we can stop it right now. Your coach says we can stop it right now. And you said, no, I want to try again with the other arm, which is not your striking arm. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
And
with the left.
How did it feel with the left hand? Did it feel, was the power lacking there? And did you hurt yourself with that left hand slap as well?
No, man. I saw that with the left hand was shit. You know, was nothing. I have a lack of experience, of technique, plus of power. You know, I'm a right arm, so it's honestly with my left one, I can do a really great damage.
Do you think that you'll be training your left arm as well now that you've had to use it? Or are you you think so? Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Just be prepared for both. Yeah.
So that was one thing that I was unaware of. You can use your left hand and then you can go and use your right hand and then you can go and use your left hand again. That's right, right?
Yeah.
So how did you feel the fact that Zach Zane flinched on the first hit? Does that give you a upper hand in mindset to think that maybe there was a, would you say it was fear or would you say it was just a natural body reaction to move when you're about to get slapped?
That can be, honestly, to me, brother, can be both. I mean, I saw his face. He say that he have no fear, but I saw fear in his eyes. So can be both fear and also a natural reaction. You know, when you see Kemba's lap, you know, your natural reaction can be move. So can be both. But honestly, fear too.
So comes back to that old saying, right, Frederico, that the eyes never lie. You can look into someone's eyes and see if they're lying, see if they're scared, or seeing if they're staunch. So you saw fear in his eyes and he did flinch. So that gives you, in a sense, a little bit of an upper hand. Now, are you guys cool after the bout? And does anybody have any serious problems with each other, or is it all just strictly competition?
No, myself, I try to be, friendly with everybody. So no real problem with the other guys in the house.
Yep. Great.
Just, you can feel the competition. Of course, you feel the air, you know, the competition and the tension, but everybody was friendly.
Yeah. So what's your regimen for, I'm not sure what night it plays in Italy. What night does the Power Slap air over in your country?
Power Slap?
Is it on TV? On Wednesday? Every Wednesday in Italy?
Yeah, every Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what do you do Wednesday nights? You sit down with your family, or do you sit down with your friends?
With
and
my family, I just try to, you know, share the news with friends and former colleagues, even from Belgium. You know, I have all my regiment, all my guys inside the regiment that saw me, and actually saw also the other episode in Rumble. So yeah.
That's awesome. So have you ever been on TV or in the spotlight before? I mean, I know you said you were in MMA and you've had a pretty extensive combat sport career, but were you ever in anything to the level of, you know, Power Slap, like the organization? Have you ever done anything like that?
No. It was a new experience.
And how does that feel
Absolutely.
When you're on TV?
It was a new experience.
Does it feel great when you see yourself on TV and you're underneath an organization that is run by arguably one of the greatest CEOs in sports in the last 15 years, Dana White? How does it feel working for an organization that he's involved with?
Amazing, brother. Really great organization. During my time in Las Vegas, I was like cuddle like a king, you know. If I was asking something, everything was there, you know. Everybody was there, so yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing experience.
Wow, I can only imagine. And a lot of the guys that I speak to from Power Slap, Frederico, they're just average guys. I mean, obviously you're not the average guy, but a lot of these guys that I speak to, they're just blue collar workers. Some have had, you know, were misfits when they were younger, had troubled youths, and you know, now all of a sudden they're being given this kind of gift of potential and opportunity and hope, which is what we all want as human beings, right? And I think it's just, I said this before and I always continue to say it. I love the underdog story. I love the guy that, you know, had nothing and then was also all of a sudden was given a great gift, like I said. How does it feel when you talk to Dana and Frank and all those guys? Do you see that, does it make you want to be, what's the word? Does it make you want to be like, I'm not saying more professional, but does it make you want to do better in your life when you are around these type of amazing influential people?
Of course. Yeah. You know, you are influenced by the people around you, that's around you. So yeah, I mean, Dana have a really great personality and he have a really great mindset, you know, like we said, mindset is everything. So when you see like a tycoon, like Dana, set several goals and reach almost everything, man, these have an impact to you, you know? You really start to believe in yourself, like, I can do something great, you know? I have the potential, I have the right organization,
That's going to be an amazing... Yeah, that's going to be amazing, man. What do you take... what's the greatest lesson you've learned since being a Power Slap athlete? What do you know now that maybe you didn't know before?
I mean, I can say like be myself. Yeah. Be myself. I just try to be myself, to be confident in myself, and I don't like to play, you know, like other character or like talking shit or just be myself.
Do you think
it's fucking important?
Does that stem from your military background? Like being in the military, there's no bullshit. There's no character. It's real all day. It comes from that.
Rambo.
There's no Rambo. Yeah, for sure. So What about your personal life, Frederico? Are you married? You have children?
I have a child. Yeah, my daughter, 7 years old. She lives with my ex-wife.
Nice.
It's far from here.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, I have a new girlfriend. I live with her.
Yeah.
And we have some good projects, you know, like a new family and to move together in a big house. And why not?
Yeah.
The US.
Yeah. So America is definitely in your, that's where you want to be eventually in America, right?
Yeah.
Here in Vegas?
Yeah. I would love to. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Vegas.
Was that your first time that you ever came here?
No, it was not my first time. Like I said, in the year after the French Foreign Legion, I've worked with a private security company based in Miami. So I was in the US before.
Who did you protect?
We have done a lot of PSD, which means personal security detail,
mm-hmm.
for governative and diplomats in high risk area like Baghdad, Erbil, which is the north of Iraq, those places.
Do you have any comment on what's going on in the world at the moment as far as what's happening in Ukraine and Russia and what's happening in Israel and Palestine? Do you think that in times of war, we should be a bit more worried right now? Like, from your professional opinion, what do you think is going to happen with both of those conflicts between those four countries?
Honestly, brother, I saw a lot of interest, business interest, you know?
Yep.
Which is pretty bad. I mean, I'm honest with you. I left the army because I realized that there was no more war, you know, to fight. I don't like to fight for a business, you know? So Ukraine and Palestine, especially Palestine, there is a lot of business, oil business and stuff like that. It's quite difficult to predict.
Yeah.
To say something.
I mean, do you think it's scary? Do you think it's something that we should be scared about?
There is the potential to be really scared, you know. Actually, there is a lot of chemical weapon and really dangerous stuff, brother. It's not like the World War II. Yeah. It's totally another story. So, yeah.
What do you think as human beings we can do to remain happy in these times of trouble?
Oh, wow, it's a really great question. It's fucking difficult, brother. It's fucking difficult because, like I said, everything is moved by money and by business, by interest in, like, economy and stuff like that. So it's quite difficult, you know?
Yeah, I think that the forces of good and evil are definitely upon us. I'm not sure if you're a God-fearing man, Frederico, but I believe that the power of good and the destruction of evil, it's head-to-head more so than it's ever been, ever, anywhere in the world. And I just pray to God that everything sorts itself out so we can just continue to live our lives as human beings on this planet without any of this bullshit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this Wednesday night, where are you going to be? Watching the show, I guess.
I don't know. I plan to be maybe with friends and family.
Yeah.
I try to attract as many people I can, you know, brother.
Yeah.
For myself, of course, but for help the sport too, you know. It's a really great sport. Have a lot of potential, you know.
Right.
Like I said, it's like UFC when was born, you know. No one trusts about the UFC. But right now, look at that, you know, it's a big organization. And Paroslav will be the same.
No, I 100%.
Maybe a couple of years, yeah.
I agree with that 100%. And I always say that all the time. That's why I wanted to start talking to all you guys and try and publicize it as much as I can, because I believe this sport's definitely going to blow up really, really quickly in the future. So just quickly, for what do you do for fun, Frederico? You cook? Because you're Italian, of course you got to.
Yeah, I like cook, brother. I like to be active, you know. I still have my good and bad habits from the army, so I like sports, you know.
Yeah.
When I have free time, I like to be outdoors. I like hiking, running, shooting. I like shooting, brother. I just like to be outside.
Yeah, I just
like to be outside.
I just got my first shotgun a couple of weeks ago, and I'm very, very excited.
Really?
I'm an American now. Like, I'm Australian, but I'm American now, right? Because I've been here. Frederico, first of all, man, I really enjoyed how you handled yourself last week on the episode. I love your quiet, strong demeanor, and I think that you've got a really, really big future in this sport. You're a very handsome man with a very fantastic physique, and I'm sure the ladies around the world are loving you. Do you get recognized a little bit more now when you're out and about, or how does that work?
A little bit, yeah, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, in my city, power slaps start to be a little bit more, a known sport. So there is a lot of guys right now that see on Rumble. And a few days ago, when I was outside, some guys asked me pictures and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's beautiful, you know. I like that.
Yeah, that's a great feeling. I suppose the feeling of acknowledgement and doing something that people love to watch. And I always say this, I judge my sports on how it makes me internally feel. If I get goosebumps or if I get butterflies in my stomach or if I'm up in front of the TV shadow boxing, that's the feeling I like to have. And I haven't had that feeling at all apart from when I watch UFC until I started becoming a Power Slap fan, which is only of recently, I'm ashamed to say. I've only got into it this season, but now I'm addicted to it. I love it.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait to see where it goes in the future.
Absolutely.
Brother, can you give me a message to everybody out there, your fans, people of the world that are listening and watching this? What's your message, my guy?
But guys, just first of all, you know, be curious every time. So if you see something new, just try to understand and don't judge. Don't judge the appearance. I saw a lot of guys judge Power Slap. They say it's not real sport. It's bullshit. A lot of blah, blah. So don't judge. And second one, you know, guys, look at Rumble. You know, Power Slap have a really great future and you will recognize that.
Absolutely. I 100% agree with you. Brother, I hope that when you're here, we can get you in studio. You can maybe make me a beautiful spaghetti bolognese with a meatball, and then we can sit down. We can sit down and have a chat together. But I want to thank you very much for coming on the show, brother. I really appreciate your time, and I definitely look forward to seeing where your career goes and talking to you again.
Thank you to you, Marcus, for the opportunity. Thank you, brother. Really.
You're welcome, brother.
Hope to see you in February.
You'll see me live right there. I'm going to be covering it in February, brother. So 100%, you'll see me there.
That's amazing.
Guys, I want to thank you very much. Today's episode was proudly sponsored by RizPharma.com, your online pharmacy. If you want to get any of these amazing toys that you see behind me, the plushies from GetBigShots.com, use my promo code MDSLV and you're going to get 10% off anything that you purchase. Thanks again, Frederico, and we will talk to you soon, my brother.
Thank you, brother.
This is Marcus Deegan for the Marcus Deegan Podcast, live in Las Vegas. We're out.